says in the Mishnah in Psochim, Lo yoichel odom ad shetechshach. The mitzvah achila from Pesach, you don't start eating till it's night. Afilo oni shib Yisroel lo yoichel ad sheyesef. Even a poor man who hasn't got cushions and a normal way of to be leaning, but Leil Pesach, one has to give him the possibility that he should be able to lean. Should have a bed or a coat. The Shaiba is, what is the Chiddush that an Oni needs Hasebo? It seems from the Mishnah, it lets us hear that an Oni needs Hasebo, there was a Havamina, that an Oni doesn't need Hasebo. The union of Hasebo is Derech Chelos. The Oni is a Ben Choirin, he went out of Yitzias Mitzrayim, like all other Yidin. The lemus is the meaning of Ben Choirin is not only a Ben Choirin and not a slave. Derech Chelus means Derech Hashivas. The Derech Hashivas was when they ate, they used to lean. Therefore, Oni, who never leans, he hasn't got the possibility. There was a Havamina to say, by him, it's not Shaykh this Derech Chelus. But not because he's a slave or something. But the Derech Hashivas, which is in the leaning, I would have thought is not Shaykh by a poor man. Kumash Maron, the Mishnah, that you have to give him the possibility of making Haseva. The main point I would like to speak about is a Tosfos in Psochim Daf Kufres. The Gemara says in Psochim Daf Kufres, Itma Matzet Zorech Haseva, Mora Ein Zorech Haseva. By matzah you have to lean, mora you don't have to lean, yayin, itma mishmein. The Rav Nachman zor chaseibo, the itma mishmein the Rav Nachman ein zor chaseibo. There are two lishonos. Others learned in the name of Rav Nachman, one needs chaseibo by yayin, and others learned you don't need chaseibo. And the Gemara says, it goes on two choices. I mean, there are two lishoynes. One mandoma said the first two choices need hasebo. The other two choices don't need. And others learn verkehrt. The second choices need hasebo, and the first choices don't need hasebo. Tosfos brings down the Gemara's maskone, since we haven't learned the halacha by one of the two lishoinas, all dalet koises need hasebo. Tosfos says, "V'tzoch iyun im shochach v'loy hesef." If he drank the kois or koises im yachzo v'yishte, whether he has to drink again the kois with hasebo. The Shaila is, what is the Sofik of Tosfos? Why does Tosfos have a Sofik? Poshet, you can explain Tosfos with the Bi of the Briska Ruv, who makes a Machlokes, the Rambam with the Rosh. In the Rosh it says, if you drink without us, saber, you have to drink again. The Brisker Rup says in Rambam, is not mashmaz, like this. Why? Because he says, one can explain the chiyuv haseiber in two ways. Chazal learned that you need haseiber, so maybe the pshat is, they said, achilas matzah needs haseiber, shtiyas koises needs haseiber, so it's a mitzvah in the kois, it's a mitzvah in the achilas matzah, they need haseiber. If you've eaten the matzah or drank the koises without haseibo, you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah mit the rabbonon or chol hapochus as you should do, so you have to eat again and drink again. Oh no, the pshat is haseibo is a mitzvah for itself. It's a mitzvah haseibo. Leil Pesach, you have to make haseibo. In the Rambam it says, the chatrila, you should eat the whole meal, not only the matzah and the wine. The whole meal should be eaten der chaseber. Therefore, it can be, as the mitzvah chaseber, when you eat your matzah and you eat your koises, you do need a saber, but not because it's a chiyuv in the matzah, because you need to a chiyuv in a saber, so the eating of the matzah and the drinking of the koisis is a good time to show you are a ben choyrin, your chashivas in being a ben choyrin by the achina and the shvi of the wine. The nafkamina is if you've eaten or drank without haseba. If you say the chazal made a takona, the eating of the matzah, the drinking of the koisis has to have haseba. So if you haven't made a saber, you haven't been mekayim the mitzvahs it should be made done, therefore you have to drink again. If it's a mitzvah haseber, which has got no shaykhus together with the achdus matzah, only Chazal said, that is a good time that you should make a saber. Therefore if you ate the matzah without a saber, the psuk de briskorov, that's the shittas Rambam, you don't repeat the eating of the matzah or the drinking of the wine because the mitzvahs of the yain you've been already mekayim. You've already mekayim. So when you drink again, you're not making more mitzvah of achilas matzah or the shvi'as koises. You've already been mekayim the mitzvah. Therefore, maybe Tosfos, you could explain. It's got a sofik. What is the mitzvah haseibah? Is this the derech of the rosh, and therefore you'll have to repeat the achile, the shtiyah? Or, like the Rambam, is a mitzvah haseibah is not a mitzvah in the achile and mitzvah in the shtiyah, therefore you don't have to repeat. But the problem is, Tosfos only has this sofik by shtiyas yayin, by matzah. Tosfos says nothing. So it seems in Tosfos, since in the Gemara it says, Matzah Tzorech Haseibo, and there Tosfos doesn't bring this Shaila, that Matzah is, like the Rosh, you need to eat it again with Haseibo. The whole sofik of Tosfos is by the Yayin. And therefore the shaita is, what is the difference between yayin and matzah? Matzah, if you eat without haseba, you have to repeat again and eat it over with haseba. And yayin, Tosfos says, maybe you don't have to. I would like to say it to has Beirim two explanations in what is the sofik of Tosfos. We have said in the Gemara before, the Gemara brings Itma, Mishmeter Rav Nachman, the first koises need haseiber, and the second don't. And Itma, Mishmeter Rav Nachman, the second koises need haseiber, and the first don't. And the Gemara Berger's Epsip. Maskona is, since we haven't learned the halacha which way, all need Haseba. So the Ram asks the question. We are talking about a mitzvah de Rabbonin. Haseba is a mitzvah de Rabbonin. And we've got a klal by the Rabbonin, the Gescheile, we go in a kula. So if we've got the Shaila with the Shtiyas Kosis needs Haseba, doesn't need Haseba, it's a Shaila in the Rabbonin. And therefore we should paskenen, sofik de Rabbonin le kula, and you can drink your wine without Haseba. So the Ran answers in the second teretz, we can't do that. Because if you will pasken that sofit rabon lekule, none of the four koises will need haseba. Because you can say on the first, there's a shayla, which koises did Rab Nachman say? The first or the second? If you're going to say sofit rabon lekule, you'll drink the first koises without haseba, sofit rabon lekule. The second koises without haseba. So the whole takona of haseba, which Chazal made for wine, there is a takona for wine. We don't know which will be neker. So the Beit Halevi explains, according to this swarm of Tosfos, this is lechatrila. Lechatrila, when you go and drink wine, you can't say, Sasofika, the first choice, need a saber. Sofik the Rabon le Kule. Why? Because if you go with the swog of Sofik the Rabon le Kule, not the first choices, we need a saber, not the second choices. So the whole takona will be neka. But if we say we need a saber, and somebody bemikre, it happened, he forgot, he didn't make a saber. In a Protestant case, we will say, so he drank the first koises without haseba, we'll say he doesn't have to drink again. Why? Because if we are talking about the shayla for everybody, there's the shayla of oike zayn de takonis chazal. If we pass and we need haseba, and somebody by mistake he forgot, therefore he is the shayla for the rabbonon, so we say he is sovi the rabbon lekuda, and we may the he doesn't have to drink them again. The Paskin Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, it says that we need to drink the koises again. Because I'm not like toises. Toises got the sofik. So according to the Beis Halevi, I mean Beis Halevi says, if so, they can't learn like the Ram. If we learn like the Ram, the whole reason why you don't say Sofik Rabon Lekule, because it's the Takona's neck. That is when we say Biklolus, how are we going to Paskin? We need Haseba. But if some Yochid, he forgot, then we can say Sofik Rabon Lekule. So why the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that we need Haseba? Because Tosfos in Be'er Daf Yudalet says an under teretz on the kasha of the Ram. Tosfos says in Be'er Daf Yudalet, although we say Sofik Darabon Lekula, but here we've got two tzdodim. One, Loshen in Rav Nachman's Itma, the first koises need Haseba. So if you pass like the first Loshen of Rav Nachman, we go it's got this the Rabbonin has got a chumre in it, it needs Haseba, and the second don't need. If you're going to Paskin like the second Loshen, there'll be the come out the chumre, you need Haseba in the second Koises. So Toises says, if you've got the Sofik the Rabbonin, and one of the two tzodim has got a chumre mitakule, if you pass him like this, so here's a chumre, you need Haseba, and the second don't need Haseba. And you're passing like the second koises need Haseba, it's a chumre in the second koises, and a kule in the first koises. If in the Darabonon there is a chumre with a kule, we don't say the cloud of Sufik Darabonon, the kule. therefore the poskim, who poskim you have to repeat and re-drink the koisers, they answer the question of the Ran like Tosfos and Beil. Meimele, it's possible that Tosfos, who's got a sofik, do we have to drink the koisers a second time or not? Because Tosfos has got a sofik, what is the teretz of the kasha? Is the teretz of the kasha? Why don't we say sofik the rabbon the kule, the shita soran? If the teretz, like the shita soran, the Beis Halevi said, with the Eved, if you've drunk without a saber, you don't have to repeat. Because we say sofik the rabbon the kule. The Ram says, in Lemaisa we say sofik the rabbon the kule here. But why don't we paskin and you don't need to drink any koisers with our saber? Because if the sofik tabon lekule is oiked the takona, because there it would come out, nobody would drink the koisers with our saber. And Chazal said, you've got to make our saber over the first or the second. And if you use the sofik tabon lekule, it'll be oiked the takona. Therefore we said, you've got to drink with our saber. If a yochid drank without a saber, there we can say sofik darbon lekule. The mele, you don't have to repeat the drinking of the koisers. Or Tosfos goes, has got a sofik, or we'll take the teretz of Tosfos in Beyud daf yudavet. The Tosfos in Beyud yudavet, here we don't say sofik darbon lekule, because the sofik darbon has got in it, in both stodim, achumre lekule. Meimele, therefore, you would have to repeat, drink them again, and therefore Tosfos misupik by shtiyas koisers. By matzah, in the din is like the learns like the rosh. I think shtiyas Tosfos alamul like the rosh. Matzah you have to eat again, not like the Rambam. Therefore, Tosfos by matzah's got no sofik, and by yain he's got a sofik. There's a second way. The Brisker Rov on the Rambam learns the Machloikis, the Rambam, the Tosfos. But in the Rambam, the Brisker Rov says, is Mevua, there are two mitzvahs in Shtiyas Koisers. The Arba Koisers is connected to the four Lishoinas of Geula. Chazal were Mesaken Achiyuv Shtiyah. There was a Shtiyah, Leil Pesach, with the leaf in Shtiyah. But there's a second mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that each kois should be drunk b'shas the four brochas which we make Leil Pesach. The Gemara says in Psochem Kuf Yud Zayin on the base, says here in the Mishnah, after you benched, you drink your third kois. So the Gemara says, Shma mino birkas amosin tuna kois. There's a subis agmore in Brochas, when one benches, whether you need to have a kois. So the Gemara says here, it says, when you benched, Pesach, you drink your kois. So he said to him, Rova, Abba kose tikno rabonon, derecheilus. Chazal were mesaken, vier koises derecheilus. This is the portion of Pshat is connected to the Shoinas, for no seisi, vitzalti, vigralti. Koises shus esu, v'shem Hashem eko, it was a din of a shkir sakois. Ad Nevet Ben Mitzvah. These four koises, you should also make a mitzvah with it. That means, one kois you make a Pasha's Kiddush, one after the Agoda, one after Birkas Hamozen, and one after Hallel. So the kois of Birkas Hamozen is not because there's a chiyuv to have a kois b'shas Birkas Hamozen. It was then, Chazal ben Sakin, as the koises should be on the Bruch. So the Brisker Ruf says, the other koises have got four tamim, and he says, it's possible that you can be yoitza one mitzvah without the second mitzvah, lemoshel. If you drink the four koises, not b'shas the brocha, so the union of making a mitzvah with each kois, you're not mekayim, but you're mekayim, you drank four koises. Rav Shach, Zichron Lebroche, in Avi Ezri, he brings the Brisker who says that the din of Kois der Cheilus und Kois ala Broche are two tamim for the other Koises, and one can be without the other. He says, he doesn't understand that. I'm not going to into the reasons why he says, if Chazal were misaken four koises from Broche, you can only be yoitze mitzvah shtiyas kois when you're making a Broche with a Broche. If not, you haven't got the other koises. If so, let's go back to toises. Somebody drank a kois Leil Pesach without Taseipo. So we've got the Toises says that I've got a problem. Does he have to drink the kois again with Taseipo or not? According to the Brisker Ruf, it would be all right. Let's the motion. He's benched. He drank his kois. Then he says, thinks, oh, he drank without a seibo. So he hasn't been mekayim the mitzvah a seibo. Now if he's going to pour in another kois and drink this kois, that will be the third kois, this kois won't be a kois shel brocha, because you didn't mention this kois. In a time you drink a kois. According to the Brisker Ruf, the union of being a kois shel brocha is not ma'akev. You can be mekayim the mitzvah shtiyas kois, even if it's not a kois shel brocha. You be mekayim one of the two things, one of the two sittas which Chazal were misaken. According to Rabbi Ezri Rav Shach, he won't be yoitze. Why? He says the four koises which Chazal were misaken you should drink must be koises shel brocha. And if he's drank the kois from Birkas Hamozen without leaning, and then he wants to repeat and drink again, this second kois won't be a kois shel brocha. And if it's not a kois shel brocha, it's not reckoned according to him from one of the arba koises. Therefore, according to Rav Shach, you wouldn't have to repeat drinking the kois again. Toises can sein. I mean, this is derech pilpul. Toises is the gather like the Brisker Ruf, and you have then you repeat the drinking of the kois, even if it's not a kois shel brocha, or you can't repeat it because you need to have a kois shel brocha. That is two ways of understanding the sophic of Toises. According to the Brisker Ruf, who says there are two in Yonim, and I mean, Rav Shach is not mechulik on this, but he says you can't have one without the other, we could answer a difficult Rashi. says in Psochim Daf Tzadik Tesavit Beis, the Mekor for Abba Koises is Abba Lishoynes Shel Gula. As it's shaped in Yushalmi, and Kuf Chesavit Alef, Rashi brings that the four Koises are, the Mekor for the four Koises are in the Lishoynes of Kois, which written by the cholem of the Sar Mashkin, it's written there Kois three times. So the question is, the Achroinem talk around why does Rashi have to bring zwei Mekoyles? I was thinking, when it's there Pilpul, why, I don't know. But if Rashi says there are two Mekoyles for the mitzvah of Shtiyas Koises, because there are two inyonim in Shtiyas Koises. If we say, according to the Briskorov, is betayik from the Rambam, there's an inyon of Shtiyas Koises, which the Gemara says, we have to drink Arba Koises derech Chayrus. And Chazal b'Mesaken, the Arba Koises should be set ala brocha. Therefore, by Kiddush you drink a kois, and by Noch the Agodi you drink a kois, by Birkas Hamozen you drink a kois, and after Hallel you drink a kois. Therefore, Rashi brings one mekor, Daf Tzadik Testament base, from the Arba Lishoyne Shel Gula. These are the Arba Kois Shel Chayrus, from Kois Yishuas Esrof Shem Hashem Ekro, and the zweite mekor which Rashi brings, is because the Arba Koises have got also another term, which Chazal b'Mesaken, you should say them ala brocha. Why we learn that out from there, I don't know. But it would answer the question why Rashi has to say the two in your name, the two Mekoides. I just want to add one point. Haseba, when I said I'm going to speak on Haseba, the gentleman asked me, we made Haseba, then it finished. The union of Haseba is that we should feel B'nei Choyrin. B'nei Choyrin, which I said before, is Aloshin Hashivas. Hashivas, because we are Avodim from the Boy Nishlam. The union of Haseba, the union of Haseba, the Teuchen of Haseba, is Shaykh the whole year. One has to feel the Hashivas of being Avodim from the Boy Nishlam, we are out of Mitzrayim. And whether one leans lemais or doesn't lean, but the feeling of being b'nei choyrin, chashuvim from Avdei Hashem, comes with us a whole year. Abgyon.